yards line. Late starts for several schools today. I'm not aware of Wisconsin Heights, but the Hornets had a two-hour delay today. We've not heard of any schools tomorrow, but certainly keep us tuned in either later tonight or tomorrow in case some things change. It's not going to be a picnic or a heat wave, that's for sure. Bascom's in play. Vanguard's in the lane. Left side, Myers thought about a three. Dumps it down to the corner. Petrakowski on its guarding closely. They've kind of converted, switched a little bit to a matchup zone. Pass comes left side, knocked down by Shep. Picked up by the Vanguard. Shot on the way, no good for Adler. Rebound by Bosworth. And West brings it across half court. Hornets have a chance to cut a little bit away at that deficit. They'll fire it weak side. Fingerson wide open, and he scores from Shep. Well played. 29-15. Vanguard's by 14 now. Ball comes to the right side, and nice dive by Bosworth gets the knock away. And it will be Wisconsinites basketball at midcourt. Pass comes in play, and Reed Adler with the basketball. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Adler fires to Sander, down to the baseline, Petrakowski. Petrakowski fires it now off to Myers. Left side, Sander looks inside, high post. Bosberg is triple teamed. Throws to the right side, Adler, and now Myers just up for the baseline. Vanguard's taking some time off the clock, as they did at the start of the game. There's a knockaway by Shep, and a foul called on Trayton Shep. Foul will be marked for him, his first. And Wisconsin Heights will go to the free throw line. So timeout for a player to come in for the Vanguards, Michael Fenscali. And the free throw for number four, Reed Adler. Free throw is no good. Rebound by Trayton Shep. Shep with a basketball, and the Hornets with 2:28 to work with here in the first half. They'll take it across the timeline. Left side, Jaden Shep. Woodman catches. Free throw line right. Down to Trayton Shep. Shep moves up. Nothing there. Throws to Bosworth. Now back out to Jaden Shep. Trayton Shep for three. Got it. Hornets coming back now. A couple of threes for Trayton. That makes it 29-18. Down to an 11-point deficit. Vanguards with 2 minutes to work in the first half. They'll throw it right side to Myers. Ethan with the ball. Now Bosberg, turnaround, 15-footer, won't go. Gets his own miss. Powers back in, and he's fouled on the shot. He will go to the free throw line. Ithaca in a close one tonight at Wazika Steuben in boys basketball, 31-28. Bulldogs lead at halftime. Free throw by the Vanguards. It is no good. Bosberg will get a second look. Royal Girls leading Wanawak Center, 31-19 at the break. Free throw number two is good for John Bosberg. 30-18 in favor of the Vanguards. A minute 45 to play in the first half. Trayton Shep back to Jaden. Jaden lobs to Trayton. Guarded closely on the wing. Back to Jaden. Baseballs it to Liam Fingerson. He'll drive down low. Tough shot. Won't stay. Rebound Vanguards. Tipped out to Petrakowski. And the Vanguards will walk it across. Up by 12 in the current conditions. Ball goes left side. Ethan Myers throws to the free throw line. Knocked away. Myers and Bosberg have it knocked away by Shep. And a ball that is kicked by the Vanguards. It'll go back to the Hornets. Darlington leading Riverdale 36-25. Riverdale certainly having an improved season and playing one of the league's best in the SWAL tonight in boys basketball, and playing them to a good game. 36-25 right now, Redbirds. Pass comes in for the Hornets. Trayton Shep in the corner, double team, throws it off to Liam Fingerson. Down low, West Bosworth, he plows in, and he's going to be fouled on the shot. So, wait a minute, no, the call is traveling on the play. Calling for a walk, and it goes back to the Vanguards. 30-18, Wisconsin Heights leading, a minute remaining in the first half. Pass to the near side, and Myers sets it up, airmails it, Bosworth seals it. West with a pick, driving the other way, down deep, tough shot, good. West Bosworth with the basket, his first tonight. And it's a 10-point game, 30-20 in Wisconsin Heights. 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Counting down, Paul to the right side. Taken up by Riz. Now Wes Bosworth gets another steal. Up it goes to Trayton Shep. Shep holds it, double team, throws it back to Woodman. Woodman inside Bosworth, plows in with a left-hand lay-in. Good, and a plus one. Wes Bosworth strapping the team on and getting them back into it. Getting them a little fire here before halftime. So Wes, with his second basket, heads to the free throw line for a third time. It is 30-22. And taking a look now will be Wes Bosworth. Foul is on Michael Fenscali. That'll be his third, so he will have to come out of the ball game. Spent some time on the first half bench as a result of two fouls earlier. Bosworth nails the free throw, and the Vanguards will bring it. First of all, the Hornets bring Brady Dosh in. Sell Richland Center within 7 points, 30-23. 22 seconds remaining, first half. Reed Adler across the timeline. Looks, fires it inside. Vosberg, double team. Gives it back to the left side, Myers. Now up from the baseline, Petrakowski. Down to 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Now pass to the left side, 5 seconds. Vanguards drive, baseline. Petrakowski behind the glass, tough shot, good. Nice basket at the buzzer by the Vanguards. Puts them up by 9. 32-23 at the break. Wisconsin Heights holds the lead over the Hornets, who were way down and out at one point, down by 18 in this game. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, a high school sports report, and a look at scoring in the first half coming up. All a part of halftime tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center wrestling teams will be busy in the coming days. The Hornets will be hosting a triangular for boys coming up on Friday night when they will be hosting Boscobel Wazika Steuben and North Crawford Seneca. Match time at 6, and that will conclude about 3 hours later for the triangular at Richland Center High School. Also, the Richland Center girls varsity will host an invitational this weekend. Darlington, Dodgeville, Fenimore, Kenosha Christian Life, Lancaster, Monona Grove, Riverdale, Waupun, and Westfield will be featuring teams and athletes there at Richland Center High School. The wrestling action will get underway at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And next Tuesday night, we'll be following a varsity quad for the Richland Center wrestling team. The Hornets will be hosting Ithaca, Hillsboro, and Riverdale. Among the teams coming in next week, action will begin at 6 p.m. And there should be some really good matches during that time. During that evening, the old-time rivalry between Riverdale and Richland Center wrestling will be renewed on the mat. Silas Coleman is the head coach for the Richland Center wrestling team.
Yeah, so we have a home try on the 19th with North Crawford Seneca and Boscobel, and then we have a home quad on the 23rd with Hillsboro, Riverdale, and Ithaca Weston. So we got those two events during the week that we're looking forward to, and then obviously moving into our conference and postseason.
It'll be good to be at home a few times, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Being on the road a lot, kind of wears down on you after a while, so it's nice to be able to be home and get the support of the home crowd behind you.
So you're looking down the road to the dual day coming up, the conference clash, and where are those events this year?
So the conference duels are going to be in Lancaster this year, and then the conference clash will be in Mineral Point, so a couple of longer road trips for us towards the end of the season, but we're looking forward to it.
Richland Center wrestling coach Silas Coleman on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit seatsinc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day by providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 32-23, Wisconsin Heights leading the Richland Center Hornets here at halftime. Other games tonight, Cuba City leads Boscobel 33-24 at halftime in boys basketball, and Darlington leads Riverdale 36-25. Wisconsin Dells up on River Valley 32-24 at halftime. Ithaca 31-28 over Waseca Steuben also at halftime this evening. Also from the area tonight, few girls games that were played earlier this evening. It was a Luther win over Westby 74-42, and Prairie du Chien beat Decorah, Iowa 58-53. Here at the RCHS Fieldhouse on Family Night and Senior Night, Wisconsin Heights off to an 18-point advantage. And then the Hornets got a little spark playing some defense. Wes Bosworth leading the way really at both ends of the court. A couple of threes from Trayton Shep in the first half. Jaden Shep had one. Hornets kind of crawl back into it, and right now down by 9 at halftime, which doesn't seem like, you know, that's a big deficit, but it certainly was a lot bigger earlier here in this game. Leading the way in the first half for the Vanguards, John Vosburgh with 12. Reed Adler has 10. Ethan Myers with 8. Nathan Petrakowski scores 4 in the first half. For Richland Center, 7 by Wes Bosworth. Trayton Shep has 6. 5 for Liam Fingerson. Jaden Shep with 3. And Garrison Weiss has a basket. That's how it goes so far in the ball game. We have 18 more minutes to play. And more about tonight's game coming up after the words from our boosters on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man large-scale recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Richland Center wants to try and keep some of that fire they had at the end of the first half that got them back in the ball game and within 7 points. Here's a start the second half. Vanguards come back, looks like original starters. Hornets with Brady Dosh, Jaden Shep, and Liam Fingerson, along with Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth. For the Vanguards, Ethan Myers, Reed Adler, John Vosburgh, and also Nathan Petrakowski. And the inbound pass comes now to Adler. Adler also with Michael Fenscali. I left him out. He's on the right side, and we're underway. Ball comes right side. Fenscali looks, nothing there. Gives it back to Adler. Michael Fenscali playing with three fouls to start this second half. He'll pivot from the point. Now throws it left wing. Held there by Adler. Adler down to the corner. Myers back to Adler. Now Fenscali to the corner. Baseline drive. Petrakowski is cut off. Nowhere to wander. Throws it in the lane. Tough shot is good. Good finish for Reed Adler. He's got 12, and that makes it a 34-23 ball game. Wisconsin Heights in the advantage. Hornets come off to Dosh. Now we'll bring it back to Fingerson. Dosh gets it back on the left wing. Bounce feed baseline. Weiss throws it inside. Knocked away by the Vanguards. Picked up now the run by Adler. Reed takes it home and scores. Good finish by Adler, and that makes it 36-23. Hornets falling down again by 13. Bosworth, right side, it's going to be Fingerson. Lobs back to Wes, reverses it. Jaden Shep for three on the way, and no good. Fought for, and rebounded by the Vanguards. Petrakowski cradles the ball. Outlet pass now to Reed Adler. And Wisconsin Heights will set up shop. Fenscali on the right side, down to the baseline. Petrakowski, Fenscali, left side, Adler. Adler holds it. Fenscali cuts through the lane like a knife, and he is going to be fouled on the way by. Foul whistled on Wes Bosworth. That will be his third. Vanguards put it in play. They'll bring it in. Fenscali for a three and got it in traffic. Tough shot. Michael nails it. That's his first basket. 39-23, and just like that, Vanguards are back in the lead by 16. On a drive, Jaden Shep off to Liam Fingerson. Down deep, Garrison Weiss. Fingerson down to Dosh. Brady with the ball. Fingerson now high post. Bosworth back to Liam. Lobs for Jaden Shep. Shep makes the move. Leaves it back for Dosh. Dosh drives lane, and he's going to be fouled on the floor. So the foul marked on number 10, Nathan Petrikowski, his second. Got some good games coming up here over the course of last couple of weeks of January on the radio. Look forward to bringing them your way. Ball comes into Dosh. Quick shot blocked by the Vanguards. Petrikowski knocks it out of midair and takes it back the other way. Hornets ball back on the defense. 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Fenskalli on the right side. Air mails it left to Myers. Myers moves around the defense. He's cut off. Kicks it back now to Reed Adler. Right side, Fenskalli. Adler. Reed looks low, now high. Fenskalli cuts through the knife, and he's going to throw it back out to the left side. Adler. Vanguard's getting into more of that deliberate mode again as they take a lot of passes before shots, and there's a traveling call. That'll turn it back to the Hornets. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight. That time we'll talk about the Duncan play or moment of the game. Inside now for Bosworth. He'll lay it up softly. It won't go. Gets his own miss. This time he scores. Wes Bosworth makes it 39-25. Richland Center trailing in the ball game with 15 minutes to play. Alvin Scali on the right wing. Throws it up from the baseline. Petrikowski. Petrikowski, nothing. Then Scali drives paint. Back to Petrikowski. He is cut off. Double team. Fires it. Now stolen away by Brady Dosh. Good pick. And Dosh will take it back the other way for the Hornets. And a pass high for Bosworth and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards. Richland Center getting a big win in JV action tonight. 48-23, the final. A good crowd for that game as well. JV probably more than usual with family night. A lot of folks assembled to be here in time for that. Petrikowski with the ball for the Vanguards. Away from the ball, a whistle, and a foul is going to be marked, or is it? No, 3 seconds. Called on Wisconsin Heights. Waves it back to the Hornets. 14-point deficit for Richland Center. 14-20 to go. Wisconsin Heights leading 39-25. They'll pass it low. Weiss goes in the crowd, scores, and he's fouled. Garrison Weiss with his second basket. So the bucket will count to make it 39-27. And the foul is on Petrikowski, which will be his third. Weiss at the line. Free throw is no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets, or is it? No. Last touch by the Vanguards. Hornets get it back. For a possible 4-point swing now. They'll have it on the baseline. Into the game for the Vanguard, Zach Sander, number 11. So 39-27. Pass comes in play. Taken now by the Hornets. Right side, Shep. Left side, Weiss. Poked away. Picked up now by Dosh. Jaden Shep on the right wing. Now a lob to Fingerson. Bosworth gives it back door. Weiss will score. Garrison Weiss from West Bosworth assist, and it's a 10-point game. 39-29. A lot of time to play. Under 14 minutes remaining in the contest tonight. Ball on the right side for the Vanguards. They'll lob down to Fenskalli. He'll shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound, West Bosworth. Bosworth cleans the glass, and the Hornets can get it down to single digits. Jaden Shep drives, throws a near side, Dosh for a three, and on the rim, no good. Rebound Shep, Dosh, back to Shep, inside Bosworth, shot no good, blocked by the Vanguards. Picked up by Sander. Two on two, throws it low, Vosburg, head fake, tough shot, good. John Vosburg with a basket and a timeout, Wisconsin Heights. 41-29, they lead it. 13-17 remaining in the ball game tonight. From WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039. That's 608-604-6039. Or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Tonight's action sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Game motivating along, but still 13-17 remaining in tonight's contest. The Hornets get it down almost to single digits. Had a possession with that chance to do it. Failed, and then the Vanguard scored to go up 41-29. Hornets bring it in. Bosworth, there's Fingerson. Driving down low, leans in and scores. Hornets finding some inside presence now, and it's a 10-point game again. 41-31, Wisconsin Heights. Vanguards to Venskali. Now up for the baseline, Myers. He's double-teamed. Venskali gets it back, reverses it to Adler. Reed lobs, left side. Now quick move, Myers. He is trapped, throws it back outside, and threw it away. Good defense by the Hornets. Richland Center basketball. Wes Bosworth and Jade in the backcourt. Shep brings it. Left side, Brady Dosh. Air mails it to Ligerson. Down low, Garrison Weiss. Inside Bosworth. Low pass picked up by the Vanguards and traveling called as they slide to the floor. Vanguards were attempting to slide and get a timeout, but couldn't do it. So it'll come back to the Hornets along the baseline. The Wisconsin Heights is like, boy, it doesn't seem like clock's moving. Pass comes in play. Dosh throws it right side, caught by Shep. Jaden in the corner, knocked away by the Vanguards. Picked up now by Myers. Good steal. Vanguards maintain that 10-point lead, 41-31. Down to the corner, Fenscali puts it on the floor. Gives it back to the right side, Sander. Sander yo-yos the dribble, gives it back, top of the wheel. Vanguards leave it off for Reed Adler. Adler just up. Now fires it off to Myers. And the clock ticks down to 12 minutes to go. Guards by 10. Deliberate style. Looking for somebody low. Nothing going. Hornets keeping that pretty well as they lock into a zone. Vanguard by Myers. And Wisconsin Heights proceeds. Down to the corner. They'll give it back to Adler. Right side, Fenscali drives low. Lost the handle and ripped away by Liam Fingerson. Hornets can get it down to singles. Here's the pass to Jaden Shep for three on the way on the rim. No good. Rebound Garrison Weiss. Back to Shep. Shep on the move. 15-footer is up. No good. Rebound Wisconsin Heights. Pulled out by Reed Adler. Adler across the half-court line. Drives, throws it. Left side, Myers. Back to Adler. Riedler is going to be called for traveling. Vanguards turn it over and give it back to the Hornets. Into the ballgame, Trayton Shep and Tyler Woodman. Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss check out for the Hornets. Still 41-31, Wisconsin Heights. Shep to Shep. Trayton left side back to Jaden. Picked off by the Vanguards. They'll take it in for a layup, and it is good by Zach Sander. 43-31, our score. Hornets trail by 12. Shep into motion over to Trayton from Jaden. Trayton pivots, uses the dribble, backs up toward half court. Nowhere to wander, and a foul is called on the play. That'll be whistled against the Vanguards, and we have an injured Wisconsin Heights player, number 4, Reed Adler, on the floor right now. And the Vanguards, who've had their struggle with some injuries and some illness as well. A player be checked out by the trainer and both teams bench. 10:38 inning. Wisconsin Heights leading 43-31. Area boys basketball tonight on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Thousands have lived without love, but not one without water. W.H. Auden's quote is at the heart of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions' commitment to serve this area with timely, professional water system service. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions Richland Center is a full-service water system installation company with over 50 years of experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, call 608-649-4488.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
43-31. Wisconsin Heights in the lead. Area boys basketball. Whitman cross-court pass picked off by the Vanguards. Taking it downtown, and Whitman blocks it, but a foul called. Zach Sander got the steal, and he'll go to the line. That will be the second Richland Center foul. Fouls have not been a real factor in this game. Just a couple players have three. Wes Bosworth and Michael Fenscali each have three. This will be the second foul on Tyler Woodman. And Sander at the line. Free throw in the air and good. He had a basket earlier and now getting his 3 points so far, but coming at a good time for his team. 44-31. Second throw is on the rim. No good. Bosworth with the rebound, and the Hornets take it back. Woodman with the outlet pass back to Bosworth. Now Jaden Shep on the right wing. Jaden on a drive to the corner. Trayton Shep for three on the way. Good for the Hornets. Trayton's got three of those tonight, and it's a 10-point game. 44-34. Wisconsin Heights, just under 10 minutes to play. Left side, Petrakowski. Fires back to Myers. Inside, backdoor. Bosper catches the pass and shoots and scores. Nice movement of the ball by Wisconsin Heights. They're back up by 12, 46-34. Ball goes to Trayton Shep. Now Tyler Woodman, top of the circle. Tyler back to Trayton. Jaden Shep, deep three, and that one is short. Rebound pulled down by the Vanguards. Fenscali. Up to Myers. Myers crossover dribble. Gives it now to Fenscali. Down to the corner. Ball fake Sander. He'll drive down deep. Double team. Lost the handle and called for traveling. Hornets D'ing up. Fingerson and Bosworth on the double team. Brady Dosh returns for the Hornets. And Jaden Shep will check out of the game. Brady Dosh will bring it up for the Hornets on the left side. Woodman up from the baseline. Yo-yos the dribble. Bounce feed, Fingerson. Back to Shep. Three on the way this side. Good. Trayton Shep has four of those tonight. And the Hornets are as close as they have been for a long time. 46-37, nine-point game. Ball goes to the inside. Back to the outside for the Vanguards. 8:50 to go and knocked away by Trayton Shep. Picked up again by Myers. Cross court knocked away by Dosh. Picked up by the Vanguards. They will throw it low and throw it away. Hornets getting some defense going, putting the pressure on, and the Vanguards turn it over. It'll come back to Richland Center. They can get a little closer. 8:41 remaining in the ballgame. And the Hornets with the basketball. Brady Dosh will walk it up. And the pass goes to Bosworth. West leaves it over to Tyler Woodman. Dosh on the left side. Dosh cross-court knocked away by the Vanguards. There's Fenscali taking it home. Tough shot, no good, but a foul called on Richland Center. That'll be marked on Trayton Shep. That's his second. So the Hornets had a chance to get it under nine. Now back to the free throw line. And a first free throw is good by Ethan Myers. 10-point game again, 47-37. Second throw in the air, and that one is good. So Myers nails both of them, and it's back to an 11-point game, 48-37. Hornets to Trayton Shep. They're guarding him closely, and the Hornets throw it away, intending it for Liam Fingerson. It cruises out of bounds, and the Vanguards will get it back. Pass comes in play to Sander. Sander runs it across the half-court line. Petrakowski with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Nothing. Gives it back to Fenscali. Now left side Myers. Myers is double-teamed and a foul called on Trayton Shep. That will be his third. Stops the clock. Just over 8 minutes remaining tonight in the game. A few teams starting to get toward the end tonight in their games. Darlington leads Riverdale 60-42. Pass comes in now to Sander. Three-pointer won't stay for the Vanguards. Rebound, Wes Bosworth. Here come the Hornets. Outlet to Woodman. Tyler on the right side down to Trayton Shep. 7:45 to go. Bosworth, Dosh. Brady drives, nothing. Bosworth right. Now Woodman. Shep moves. Three on the way, and he got it. Trayton Shep, five triples tonight. How about that? And wait a minute. Oh, they're going to say his foot was on the line. Well, no doubt. It's still a big basket. Shep gets a two. It was waved off. 48-39. Hornets within nine. Showing a little fire. 7:30 remaining. Wisconsin Heights with a basketball. Driving is Petrakowski back toward the half-court line. Between the knees dribble. Stops. Nowhere to wander. Pivots. Throws it off for a runner in the lane. There's a shot attempted and up and good by Zach Sander, who makes it 50-39. 11-point game. 7:05 to go. Wisconsin Heights by 11. Woodman back to Dosh. Now Bosworth. Shep. Right wing back to Bosworth. Now Shep. Thought about a three. Throws it back to Bosworth, and the Hornets throw it away. It'll be out of bounds. That will belong to the Vanguards from the midcourt line. Curry Duchene trailing Decorah, Iowa, 30-28. That is at the halftime. Ithaca boys pulling away, as they often do, it seems, in the second half. 69-50, they lead. They led by only three at halftime. Pass comes in play for the Vanguards. They'll set it up. Leading by 11, 6:40 to go. Ball to the right side, Petrakowski. Left side, Myers on the left wing. Myers puts it on the floor, down to the baseline. Pulls up, nothing, throws it low. Vosburg posting up, throwing it inside and out of bounds, looking for Austin Stevenson, who is nearing the baseline there. They're going to say it's off of the Vanguards and out of bounds. So the Hornets get it back down by 11. Needing to go on another run here. Oh, look, four threes and a two for Trayton Shep, who's helped them back into this ballgame. Wes Bosworth has as well on the inside. Woodman down to Fingerson. Back to Tyler. Three from the corner on the way, and no good. Rebound low by Dosh. Kicks it out to Wes Bosworth, and he's going to be fouled. Reaching foul by the Vanguard. Stops the clock with 6:12 to play. Fouls at number two, Ethan Myers. That's his second. And Jaden Shep returns for Tyler Woodman. So Wes Bosworth is the inbounder. Puts it in play from underneath the hoop. Dell's leading Wisconsin. Wisconsin Dell's leading River Valley 62-44. Here's the inbound pass. Bosworth back to our Fingerson open, and he will score. Bosworth with an excellent assist. Fingerson finishes. It's a 9-point game again. 50-41, Wisconsin Heights by 9, 5:55 to go. Pass right side, Petrakowski, driving to the baseline, nothing. Gives it to the corner, held up by the right side, knocked away by Trayton Shep, and the Hornets get a steal. Trayton across half court, Bosworth driving deep, throws to Jaden Shep. He is guarded closely. Ball goes back to Bosworth. Now Shep, three on the way for the Hornets on the rim, won't walk in. Foul called down deep on the rebound attempt. That's going to be whistled against Richland Center. That'll be their fifth. Foul is called on Brady Dosh. That's his second. 5.5 to play. Michael Fenscali, an original starter for the Vanguards, back into the lineup. Wisconsin Heights has led from early out in this one. Pass across the timeline. Hornets double-teaming. And a traveling call on the half-court play. That was a nice double team by Richland Center. Vanguards turn it back. Hornets down by 9. They can get a little closer. They have struggled to get it closer than 9 here. They've trailed by as many as 18 in the game. Jaden Shep, top of the wheel. Left side, Brady Dosh. Dosh back to Shep. Now Dosh, left side, down to Fingerson. Deep baseline, leans in. Tries to get away from the defense, puts it on the floor, swings it back door. Bosworth, runner up in the lane, good. Wes Bosworth with the basket. 7-point game, 50-43. Vanguards in the backcourt. They'll swing it across to Fenscali, down to the baseline. Spin move, going up for a shot. Ooh, knocked out of bounds. Petrakowski has a slight block by the Hornets, and it'll be Vanguard basketball. Back in is Zach Sander. Heights makes a quick switch. And with 4:49 to play in the game, Wisconsin Heights with the ball, leading by 7 to the corner. 3 on the way, no good. Rims off, rebound by the Hornets, Brady Dosh. And the Hornets now trying to make a comeback. Jaden Shep crosses the timeline. Throws it back door, knocked down by the Vanguards. Nice steal by Myers. Myers and Fenskalli. Back to Petrakowski. Back to Myers and a traveling call. Hornets full court press. Gets a dividend right there. They'll get it back at the midcourt line. So it will be Richland Center basketball. Brady Dosh with the ball. Jaden Shep picks up the dribble. Dosh on the left wing. Hornets attacking the 2-3. Picked off on the far side by the Vanguards and a foul called on Trayton Shep. That will be his fourth. Hornets got a telegraph in a few of those passes. And the Vanguards just kind of waiting in the weeds, so to speak, and anticipating. And for Shep, he was trying to make a play and tried to save it. So that'll be, for him, his fourth. Highland Girls leading Barneveld 40-25. We just saw them last night. Sauk Prairie leading Dodgeville 57-53 in girls basketball. Darlington leading River Valley in girls basketball 36-21. Vanguard ball. They lead the Hornets by 7, 50-43. They've been up by as many as 18. It's been a constant uphill battle. Hornets try to get back and take one, and they take one here. Jaden Shep with a steal. He'll shoot a 3 on the way on the rim. Bounces high. Bosworth saves it back in bounds to Dosh. Back to Fingerson. Now Shep, right wing. 3:50 to play. Down to Bosworth. Nothing. Gives it back to Jaden Shep. And he is a body foul there by the Vanguard. That'll be on Ethan Myers. That will be his third. And for the Vanguards, their fifth this half. Tyler Woodman will return for the Hornets. Tyler checking in for Brady Dosh, it looks like. Richland Center basketball down by 7. 3:44 to go. Bosworth on a drive. Dumps it low. There's Fingerson. He'll score. And the Hornets are within 5. 50-45. 3:35 remaining in the ballgame. Vanguard's trapped in the backcourt. They'll get it across now. Fenskalli is double team. Bounce feed down to the corner. He'll lob it back out to Bosberg. Bosberg holding the basketball. Lobs inside. Fenskalli knocked away. Ripped and a foul called on Liam Fingerson. Liam's had a good game tonight with this only being his second foul. He's in the heart of the action most of the time. That'll send the Vanguards to the line. It's the 7th Richland Center foul. Free throw is no good. And it's chased down in the corner and off the Vanguards, out of bounds. Hornets down by 5, and they have the basketball. 3:15 to go. Jaden Shep throws it over to Tyler Woodman, left side, down to the deep baseline. There is a pass inside to Bosworth. He'll score, and a plus one. Wes Bosworth knocks it in. He's got 13, and he'll get another chance at the free throw line. Foul was called on John Vosburgh for the Vanguards. His first. And Wes Bosworth at the line. He is 3 for 5. This one is good. So the Hornets' comeback continues. They're within 2. 50-48. 3:05 to play. Vanguards now trapped again. Vosburgh's pass deflected. Now caught by Myers. Dumps it down to the low block. Nothing there. And a foul called on the Hornets. That'll put Wisconsin Heights at the free throw line with 2:55 to play. Foul is called on 42, Liam Fingerson. That is his third. Free throw coming up for Petrakowski. This one in the air, and that one is in and out. Rebound by the Hornets. Vanguards were making them earlier, now missing them. Hornets trail by 2. Down to the corner, Shep for a 3 in the lead. It is good. Hornets lead for the first time since way back when. 51-50. Hornets putting them out from outside, and down it goes with 2:43 to go. Timeout, Wisconsin Heights. Area boys basketball coming your way tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A big comeback for the Hornets. They've shown a lot more fire here during stretches of this game, and down by 18 at one point. They're back into it now and leading by a point. 2:35 to go. Wisconsin ice ball. Myers, right side, Petrakowski. He looks, now throws it back to Myers. On a drive, he'll swing it left side. Knocked down. Shep almost got the steal and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards. Wisconsin Heights ball. Vanguards have gone cold from the free throw line as well. Again, that's not helped them during this Hornet comeback. Pass comes in play, and now setting it up is Myers. Myers left side, now right to Petrakowski. He'll drive, gives it to the baseline, Fenskalli. Petrakowski, Vosburgh turns in against the double team. Nowhere to wander. Throws it back out. Vanguards again deliberate style of offense as they started the game with. Kind of lulled the Hornets to sleep a couple of times and found some backdoor opportunities. Right now trying the same with 2 minutes to go. They'll look at inside, knocked down by the Hornets. It's loose and picked up by Richland Center's Liam Fingerson. Back it goes to Bosworth. Hornets make a stop, lead by one. Bosworth crosses the left side. Shep to Shep. Trayton right side. Woodman out on the perimeter. Throws to Jaden Shep. He'll drive baseline and is fouled on the way by Wisconsin Heights. Probably not a bad foul for Wisconsin Heights as they'll stop the clock with a minute 37 remaining. Going to the free throw line will be number one, Jaden Shep. He has not been there tonight. Couple of bounces. This one in the air, and that one is short. And the rebound by Vosburgh of the Vanguard. A minute 33 to play. 1 point lead for the Hornets. Left side, Petrakowski. He'll drive. Double team by the Shep brothers. And a 5 second call. Great defense by the Hornets. Puts it back in the hands of the Richland Center Hornets. And now the officials will confer. I think they're asking about whether Wisconsin Heights had taken a timeout or not. So whistle and a timeout. So the Hornets, it looks like Wisconsin Heights will have the basketball at midcourt. They get a timeout before the 5 second call officially elapsed. So a minute 24 to go. We'll keep it here for this one. 51-50. Richland Center in the lead. The Hornets' previous lead was at 2-0. Then the Vanguards scored a 2 to tie it, went ahead 5-2. They've led ever since. They were up 29-11 during a stretch when it looked like the Hornets just couldn't quite wake up. And the Hornets have come back to life and put on a good one here on Family Night, trying to hold on against the Wisconsin Heights team that has gone a little bit cold, but certainly they are capable. Decorah 41-33 leading Prairie du Chien tonight in area boys basketball. Darlington up on Riverdale 62-47. Some of the scores we have for you tonight. Luther 52, Viroqua 48. That's again boys basketball. Vanguard ball, a minute 24 to play. Richland Center leading 51-50. Here's Myers looking and gets it in for Wisconsin Heights. Back to Fenskalli. And now Petrakowski holds the ball. Right side, Sander. Bounce feed, Myers. Nothing. Gives it back to the right side. Turning in. Tough shot for Vosburgh. Throws to the corner. Shep gets the takeaway. And he is going to be on the end line. And out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards. Boy, Jaden Shep almost got the steal. Another timeout by the Vanguards. A minute 9 remaining tonight. 51-50. Richland Center leading by one here in a thriller. We'll be back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A minute 9 remaining. Timeout ends. Hornets back to the floor. Wisconsin Heights has the basketball on the baseline and trying to put it in play and get something through the twine. Pass comes in play in the corner. Myers is double-teamed. Knocked away. Picked up again by Myers. Knocked away by the Hornets. Traveling call. Jaden Shep and Wes Bosworth playing some excellent defense. And the Hornets get it back. So they get the stop. Heights putting on the full court press. Bosworth whips it into Jaden Shep. Shep along the near side. And it's knocked away and a foul called on the Vanguard. That'll be their 8th. And that will put the Hornets at the free throw line with a minute 1. Going to the line will be Jaden Shep. Shep missed one a little bit earlier tonight. So he'll get the ball from the official. Hornets leading by 1. Gets a couple of dribbles. Front end of the bonus here. This one is up. It's short. And it's tipped around. Heights lets it go out of bounds. And it will belong to Wisconsin Heights. So again, Hornets will back off. Boy, their full court pressure has been so outstanding. They go back to half court, but they don't want to get beat deep on this one. 51-50, Hornets, 53 seconds to play. Myers, center circle, left side for the Vanguards. Petrakowski drives around the defense, gets down deep, nowhere to go, kicks it back out. 44 seconds, back to the right side. Petrakowski threads the needle. Bosberg, free throw line, puts it on the floor, and he's fouled. Made a shot, but a foul before the shot. That's on Trayton Shep, and I believe that will be number 5 for him. So Trayton has just fouled out of the game with 37 seconds to play. He's had a good one tonight. So Shep will lead. Looks like 14 points tonight for him. At the free throw line, Bosberg tries to tie it. Free throw in the air, and it is good, and we are tied. 51-51, 37 seconds to play. Second free throw again for the most experienced Vanguard. Here's this one up and good. He makes them both, and the Vanguards lead by 1. 52-51. They take the lead with 37 seconds to go. Bosberg with a couple of key free throws. That's something the Vanguards were struggling with a little bit earlier. Did not have the opportunity to get to the leads when they needed to or help them keep the lead, but they get it back now with 2 straight free throws. It'll be Richland Center's basketball, and it will be interesting to see what the Hornets decide to do here. Will they go right at it, continue the offense as they've been going, kind of up-tempo and really trying to get those passes to the shooters kind of in rhythm? Or will they try to take it down toward the end and get a late shot? Fingerson is back. Bosworth, Dosh is back. Jaden Shep and Tyler Woodman for the Hornets. Trayton Shep, who's got the most threes tonight, he's on the bench. Hornets right now don't really need a 3. Just a 2 would get him a lead, and they bring it in. Woodman takes it across the timeline, down to Dosh on the baseline. Brady brings it now to Jaden Shep. Jaden with the basketball, directing traffic, gives back to Bosworth. 24 seconds. Woodman near side. There's Brady Dosh. Dosh down deep. Got shot up and away. Good! Brady Dosh with his first bucket tonight. 53-52. 13 seconds. Wisconsin Heights. Far side. They will drive. Nowhere to go. 7 seconds. Pass back to Vosberg and a timeout with 5.8 seconds to go. Wisconsin Heights almost ran it out of bounds to almost end this game. Hornets leading 53-52. We have just 5.8 seconds remaining in the contest. Brady Dosh, what a time to get your first basket. And he's been contributing in a lot of other ways, but the Hornets took it to the right side, cleared everybody out, and Brady Doesn't always look to shoot. He's usually the distributor, but this time he takes it in and makes a tough shot from the baseline. 53-52, Hornets leading. 5.8 seconds remaining. The Vanguards will have the basketball on the baseline underneath the basket. And they've got some shooters, but again, they only need a two-pointer to potentially win this one. Keep your eye on John Vosburgh. Again, their most veteran player. He has 18 tonight. The inbounder is Nathan Petrikowski. 53-52 Hornets, 5.8 seconds remaining. Here we go. Inbounder Petrikowski from the baseline, and now Brian Poles has used a timeout. Both teams go to the sideline, and they will talk it over. We're just ahead of the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Also, we'll be mentioning the turning point of the game or the moment of the game sponsored by Double D Dunkin' Donuts. That's coming up here during our postgame activities tonight on WRCO Radio. And Tim Feed will also sing a song for us, I think, at the end. So we got some special things planned here tonight. This has been a fun game to call. Hope you've enjoyed it tonight. Both teams talking it over on the bench. One last gasp for Wisconsin Heights. They can try and win it right here. And again, didn't really get an indication of what they were trying to do there in terms of the play that they were drawing up before Brian Poles took the most recent timeout. But again, they come back with Nathan Petrikowski. He'll be the inbounder. They've got a what I would call a box inbound play. They've got four at each position there around the lane. Petrikowski, the inbounder. Here we go, 53-52. Hornets, Heights looking to inbound. Looking, and they get it in. There's Vosburgh in a crowd. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound Wisconsin Heights, and a foul called with 2.9 seconds remaining. Foul called on the Hornets, Tyler Woodman. Wow. It looked like it was just going to roll to the outside of the lane and the time would run out. But the foul on the Hornets is their 10th. So it's a guaranteed two free throw situation now for Michael Fenscali, who's 0 for 1. Free throw in the air and good. It rattles and he ties the game. 53-53. And now a timeout by Brian Poles again. 2.9 seconds remaining in a game that, I'll tell you, this game was moving really, really quickly for a while. And now there's some confusion at the bench as to how many timeouts the Hornets have. So, Heights talking it over here. And let's see. Were they out of timeouts? Talking it over with the scorer's table right now. That would be big. That's the case. That is a technical foul. And I think, yeah, let's see. The officials telling everybody to clear out that the timeout is over. Technical foul is called on the Hornets. They're going to talk it over with both coaches. And I'd like to have them mic'd up so I kind of knew what was going on. But Wisconsin Heights has tied the game with the free throw by Fenscali with 2.9 seconds remaining. And now the explanation coming from the head official. So, I've been doing this game a long, long time, and you know, every night is a different chapter, a different story, and sometimes you see things you've never seen. So, the discussion continues, and now the third official is coming in. Again, I wish I could mic him up here. Brian Poles, and I think it is the timeout that is in question. Brian Poles saying, hey, I have two left. And for some reason, Ryan Poles upset again. And in fact, maybe telling the Hornets that they are out of timeouts. And again, if that is the case, if you take one you don't have, that is a technical foul. So now they're going to discuss it with, again, I'm not sure what the discussion is with Wisconsin Heights on this one, because if it's a technical foul against the Hornets, it wouldn't really affect them that much other than who the shooter is. But we're tied at 53 with 2.9 seconds remaining in the contest, and everybody clears out. So the free throw for Fenscali.